The Lord Jesus Christ came into a world that was full of conflict and unrest and really uncertainty. It was so politically and socially, certainly religiously, economically. It was a world in many ways that was much like ours, where there seemed to be at times more enemies for one another and more questions than there were answers. And Jesus didn't come into the world as some kind of great cultural influencer or power broker or someone who was going to really effect a change agent approach from the top down. He actually came describing himself as one who is meek or gentle, humble in heart. He came and it said it didn't even break, he wouldn't even bruise a broken reed as he passed through this world. He was really, in many ways, unremarkable from a human perspective. And yet he came with a message that offered and promised rest in a world full of unrest. And this evening I've put up on the text, the screen of text that I'd like us to just draw our attention to for a few moments. In an invitation from Jesus Christ, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What Jesus offered was rest. And you can see in the text, it says rest for your souls. And that's the kind of rest that you and I need have. We must have, ultimately, if we're going to understand what it really means to live in this world. The way to understand what Jesus means by it really is in the verses that surround it. Just a few verses before these, he is actually pronouncing a woe or judgment on a series of cities among whom he had taught and done miracles, and they had rejected him. And he's pronouncing a warning of judgment against them so that they would recognize the error of their way. And then he turns his attention to his Father and prays and offers thanks to the Father that he has hidden things from those who are wise in their own eyes, but has revealed them to little children. And then he talks about the Father being known only through the Son and only by whom or to whom the Son reveals them. And so when we come to the next verses that talk about rest, the real answer to what that rest is when a person actually comes to know God, to actually understand who God is and have a proper relationship with God. Because the reality is, even as we've heard sung tonight, we were made in this world to know God and have a relationship with God. But the reality is that we, as the creatures, have turned away from the God who made us. And we've sought to find our rest or our joy in a multitude of things other than Jesus Christ and his Heavenly Father. In the passage right around this, it's clear that some were doing that through religious legalism. They thought if they adopted even the tightest and smallest details of religious worship, that they would somehow make themselves right with God and have God's favor. And because they constantly pursued it through their own efforts, they never had any rest in their souls. The yoke that was on their shoulders, contrary to the one that Jesus mentions here, being easy and a burden being light, that yoke was heavy and was digging into their shoulders because there was always one more deed to do, one more task to fulfill, one more sin to work off. There was no rest for them in it. Others we find in Scripture were pursuing their rest in some kind of intellectual or philosophical attainment. The Apostle Paul stood one day on Mars Hill to all the philosophers of Greece who just loved to kick around all the questions of life so they could figure everything out. And they could find no rest because there's always one more question to answer. Or perhaps they're like the rich man that Jesus told the story about who had all of his fields bring in abundance. And so he said, "What will I do with it? I'll build bigger barns." and then I'll eat, drink, and be merry. He was trying to find his happiness and his rest in his material accumulation. And Jesus said to folks like that, do not think that your life consists of the abundance of your possessions. Because like that man that Jesus called a fool, the next day all of it was gone. There is no rest if you're just chasing after the next thing that you can get. Or perhaps it's some position or acceptance or standing in the world. And Jesus too addressed that. Said, what will it profit a person if they gain the whole world, yet lose their own soul? None of those things provide rest for us. The only thing that can provide genuine rest is when our heart comes to a knowledge of God through Jesus Christ. We've then found the answer that brings joy and peace into our lives. And if you look at the text, Jesus makes that offer. He says, I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. Jesus extends it because he's the one who can give it. He's the one who's purchased it with the sacrifice of himself on the cross. He's the one who has the right to reveal the Father to those who will come to him. And that's the invitation, just as we've even heard sung. He says, come to me. And I will give this to you. And if you think about this text, I'd suggest to you that if we're going to come to Christ to receive the rest for our souls, then there needs to have three qualities to it. The first is it has to come humbly. Come humbly. Notice the invitation. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Do you realize that invitation is extended to all who recognize their need for it? Right, if you're here tonight and you say, I don't need rest, I'm good, everything's okay with me, I'm doing quite fine, you will miss this invitation because Jesus extends it to people who will see themselves clearly in light of the reality that they are seeking for things in all the wrong places and it's wearing them out. You might not be sensing that weariness right now, but friend, there will come a day when you will realize that you have run that hamster wheel until it's about broken and you've not found the answer that you've been looking for. Because this world will not provide it for you. Only Jesus can. And so if you're going to come to him, you have to acknowledge your need for him. You have to acknowledge your need for the rest that he can provide for you. But it's not just humbly, it's also submissively. Notice he says there in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What he's speaking about there is actually becoming one who's submitted to Jesus Christ, that you take his yoke instead of the yoke of false teaching that in their day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were teaching them, or the yoke of some philosophy like those at Mars Hill, or in our day often buying the yoke of the marketers who tell you just one more thrill, one more thing will bring the satisfaction. There's a yoke on you, and Jesus says, you have to put down that yoke and take mine on you. Learn from me. That word learn there is from the same word family that at the end of this book of Matthew, Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. That's the word. He's saying, become my student. Become my follower. Accept my teachings as the authority for your life. Yield yourself to me, confessing me to be your Lord, confessing me to be your Savior. So humbly and submissively. And clearly, the whole point of the passage is that we have to come trustingly, believing that Jesus will do what he said. If you come to me, I will give you rest. The reality is in this world, there's going to be tribulation. Jesus himself said it. But he has provided a peace which has overcome the world. He has promised a rest that is coming. It's reserved for us in His presence. And when we come to Jesus, we find the answer for Him is from Him is not actually in this world, but in the promise that He will come and He will return and He will rescue everyone who's trusted in Him, and He will grant them, He'll grant them rest for all of eternity in His presence, full of joy and pleasures forevermore. This is the offer that Jesus extends. You can have rest in your soul, but you have to come to Jesus on His terms. You have to bow the knee to Him, humbling yourself before Him, yielding yourself to His truth, trusting in Him as the only Savior. I hope you know Him. And we've heard beautiful songs about all that Christ has done and all that He extends to us. But it would be a shame to just hear that, be satisfied by listening to the beauty of it, but not actually embrace it. Because the center of it is Jesus Christ. Notice He says, "Come to Me." Jesus offers Himself to you as the rest for your soul that you need, and He will provide if you call on His name and trust in Him.